This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guys quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. Every year I attend an event called Burning Man. If you don't know it, it's a 75,000 person city that comes into existence only 1 week a year. It's built by artists and sculptors and mad scientists in one of the most inhospitable deserts in the world. Nothing lives there but stink bugs, and it's so hot and dry, they don't even stink. Burning Man is a leave-no-trace event. It means exactly what it sounds like. Every single thing you bring in, you take out. Everything. Every can, every wrapper. You even collect and evaporate your wastewater. While this sounds like a lot of work, it's actually an un-frickin'-believable amount of work. And that's a good thing, because it's the perfect environment to uncover a deep truth about how human beings operate. Humans have flow. When you're brushing your teeth, you have to put all of your attention on brushing, because how will you wet your toothbrush without getting any water on the playa? Where will you spit? How will you rinse your mouth? In daily life, we have sinks and plumbing to take care of all that, but at Burning Man, none of that exists. So you put your full attention on brushing your teeth. You think through every movement. You account for everything. You enter a state of flow. When we have to put our full attention on something, our brains quiet down. Everything goes away except that one thing, and we then do it and get it done, and we enjoy the process. Society, however, has multitasking. And this state of flow, nothing could be further than that from how we live our lives in so-called civilization. We multitask! Yay! That means we try to split our attention between several things at once. And despite the ever-growing body of research showing that multitasking turns your brain into mush, many people still do it and are actually bizarrely proud of it. If you're one of those people, please check out the research. Short-term, multitasking turns you into mush. And long-term, they think it may actually broil the mush, causing it to permanently stick to the bottom of the pan. Ick. Multitasking causes delays. We multitask because we believe it will save us time, but really, it won't. Let's say that twaddling an entire batch of turnips takes 60 minutes, and mushing a can of tomatoes takes 30 minutes. If you multitask, you twaddle for 10 minutes, mush for 5, and repeat that over and over. You'll finish at minute 90. The turnips will be done twaddling at minute 85, and the tomatoes will be done at minute 90, and the whole time you are mentally flipping back and forth between the tasks. Instead of alternating, you could also just do all of the turnip twaddling together, and when you're done, do all the tomato mushing. The two together take 90 minutes. But with monotasking, the turnips are done at minute 60, 25 minutes sooner than when multitasking. The tomatoes are still done at minute 90, and there was no need to make your brain skip back and forth between the two. Monotasking took the same amount of total time, but finished one of the tasks 25 minutes sooner, and most importantly, monotasking didn't require your brain to keep switching tasks. Monotasking promotes mindfulness. Eliminating the back and forth of the task switching is really key. It lets your brain focus on one thing and one thing only, the thing that's right in front of you. You'll be able to bring 100% of yourself to the problem at hand, and without thrashing back and forth, you'll be able to notice if you get off track and make schedule or scope adjustments as you need them. When you're being mindful, your nemesis is, paradoxically, free time. Projects have delays. Sometimes you have to wait for someone else to provide input or for something external to happen, and it's during those gaps that you will be the most tempted to start working on a different project. After all, you have all this free time, right? Wrong. Because if you switch from twaddling to mushing because you're waiting for your turnip twaddler to be done in the dishwasher, then when the dishes are done, you're deep into tomato mushing. You'll probably stall your twaddling until your mushing reaches a natural pause, at which time you have to wash off all the tomatoes, and then dive back into turnips. When your top priority project has a pause, stop. Don't just jump into something else. Instead, take the time to be present with the project that's paused. How's it really going? Are you on schedule? Is it meeting the need that it's supposed to fill? These gaps are where you'll be creative. You'll daydream. You'll connect disparate ideas and come up with flashes of insight. You'll spend some time being instead of doing, but only if you let yourself. After sitting with the project for a bit, it is okay to consider working on your number two project to fill the time. And when your top priority project resumes, immediately stop working on the filler project and return to your top priority. This is mindfulness in the heart of multitasking. Be there with one thing. Be calm. Be reflective. When you put your focus on one thing and one thing only, you'll do a better job. You'll have more control over your emotions and your mental state. You'll get more done, and you'll get it done sooner. In mindfulness, you return your attention to your breath when your mind wanders. And in monotasking, You return your attention to your top priority when you start to multitask, even if it's just to think or to mull over that top priority. Grab a timer and set it to go off every 15 minutes. When it goes off, if you're not working on your top priority, stop and return your attention to your top priority. Daydream or think if necessary, and over time you'll find you get done everything that's most important. You'll get things done sooner, and overall everything will still get done in the same time frame. Only you'll be peaceful, much more in the flow, and grateful. Why grateful? Because at the end of it all, you could be brushing your teeth in a desert with a blue mohawk on a 110-degree day, and instead, you're enjoying central air. I'm Steve Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook. If you have projects that are stalled or taking too long, check out a Get It Done Group accountability group. Learn more at steverrobbins.com or join my personal mailing list by texting Get It Done to 33444. Work less, do more, and have a great life.